The delta in the town of Karube had a large reservoir in the center. All sorts of fish, big and small, were kept in it, and occasionally groups of turtles or waterfowl would congregate there. But no golden-haired poet would sit at the water's edge, spinning rhyme, and the words spoken there were not verses of the place's surpassing beauty. Because the fish in the reservoir swam in circles within nets, and the turtles and waterfowl would eventually have their legs or mouths bound. The words spoken at the waterfront were straightforward amounts and negotiations. The throats that shouted them were stout and strong, as were the hands that grabbed at the fish. The people who came to the market to do business called the reservoir the Spring of Gold. Karube's Delta Market extended 200 paces north from the reservoir, 200 paces south, 300 to the east, and 400 to the west. This extent had been decided in the distant past, and while it seemed the delta had plenty of space to accommodate the market, as far as Lawrence had heard or seen, it had never been expanded. Which meant, of course, that the buildings were built to conserve land area. The constant complaint about the overcrowding was that it was so bad you could see your neighbor's ledger. No sooner had Lawrence and company arrived on the delta than Holo flattened her ears back. It might have been a bit of a joke, but Lawrence didn't think it was necessarily for show. No matter when you came, the largest market in the port town of Karube possessed an unbelievable commotion.
"Is today a festival day or something?"
A taken-aback Cole asked Holo, who stood next to him as they crossed the pier after Lawrence had paid the boatman. The Delta had three docks, and Lawrence and company had arrived at the one used almost exclusively by traffic going to and from the north side of the town. So instead of the gate made from run-aground ships that was the market's most famous landmark, there was a quarried stone that had been brought ashore and simply left there. The market proper started just past that, with crowds of people standing shoulder to shoulder, none of them looking directly ahead, but instead gazing intently at the shops they passed as they walked by.
This is hardly the only place so crowded, you know. I have been to towns where they're like this through and through,
Holo said sagely, puffing up in a manner not so unlike Cole himself.
Is that so? The only really crowded place I've ever been is...